this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210. Each week, we chat here with our neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self, and I have to say, this self here person is missing her other half, Jonah Treewasser, so a shout out to Jonah. He had some other family obligations today, so I'll be flying solo, but no fear, audience members and faithful listeners, because today our very special guests are Nicholas Gotti, who's a composer for Omega House Productions, and Anthony Avella, who is a performer. You're an actor, you're a singer, you're a lyricist, you're a triple threat,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, getting it.
And let me just say, these gentlemen have come to us, or come to Radio Rotary through a very good friend of Radio Rotary's, one of our founding people on our team here, one of the people that helps make this show possible, Roger Risco. Roger is a Rotarian, of course, with you're the Poughkeepsie Club. I always want to assign you to another club. It's Poughkeepsie Arlington Club. And Roger is very, for our listeners who know him through Radio Rotary, very active with the youth in our community, both locally and regionally. And there's no doubt in my mind that is how he connected with you two, because I'm giving a little bit away here. You're both a little younger than Roger and Sarah and Jonah at all. At Radio Rotary. So welcome to the show, Nick and Anthony. Now, thank do you, you go by Anthony or Tony?
Anthony's fine.
Okay, but you go by Nick.
Nick, yes.
All right. So I'm very excited because music's always been a very big part of my life, and as is Rotary, and you guys have brought two things that are very meaningful together. We're here to talk about basically your Rotary experience, having been involved with the Rotary International UN Day, which mm-hmm. is an annual event. Rotarians all over the year gather together in New York City. The United Nations has shut down. It's exclusive to Rotarians or their affiliates, and you guys are affiliates now. Maybe one day you'll become Rotarians.
Maybe so, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, are you guys partners and collaborators? Tell me a little bit about yourselves and how the two of you are connected.
Well, we've been best friends for about, I'd say, 16 years or
which
so.
Which is your whole life.
Basically our whole lives, with the exception of
half
a few.
Half of it, at least.
With exception of, like, when we were babies. But
okay. Do you grow up together?
We grew up together, yep.
Uh-huh. And
We've done a lot of projects together.
Performing projects.
You know, as a composer, I write a lot of music, you know, mm-hmm. for my company Omega Mouse. So I need a voiceover artist for some of the commercials that I would make, or let's say the songs that I sing, I would need a singer. And that's where
Anthony has
get
a beautiful
Anthony.
Voice.
Yes.
Beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. He's being very modest. So when you grew up together, did you perform together in school plays? Did you do community theater? What's give me a little bit of that. Give me the story here.
We did talent shows together at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I was never into the theater. He was into the theater.
You're a musician.
I'm the music guy.
Yeah.
But we've performed together before. Before we performed at the UN, we actually performed in our town, which we live in, Patchogue.
Uh-huh.
And we performed
out
over
on
there.
Long Island?
On Long Island, yeah. Wow. Suffolk County, Long Island. And
uh-huh.
That went over well. And then after that was at the UN.
Now, where are you studying, or where are you in your life as training and your craft and your art? Are you studying anywhere right now?
I just graduated in May from Five Towns College with a bachelor's of music composition.
So you have a BFA,
mm-hmm.
and you're a composer.
I also won the music composition awards from Five Towns College as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You come out of the womb without that type of ability, so mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. Because you know what they say, education and training turns ability into real talent,
mm-hmm.
right? So even though you're born with the talent, you got to define it and work at it, and that's something you do all your life.
Studying and practicing and
knowing what your stuff. Instruments do you play, Nick?
I play guitar, which is my main instrument, also piano, which mm-hmm. I've been playing for a long time.
A lot of music theory then, huh?
Music theory, yes.
killer course separates the men's from the boys.
And also I sing, not as much as
right,
guitar
right.
or piano, but I do sing as well.
Uh-huh.
But mainly ever since college, I've been focusing on composition.
Writing.
And
yeah.
making sure that I can, like a friend of mine who lives in Oregon, who I actually graduated with, me and him are trying to come together and make the 21st century sound.
Gotcha.
Of music. In
good.
Classical music. So
wow. Good for
we're
you.
We're trying. So
that's
we'll
great. You know, you study the classics of any art form, and then you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You know, but you got to go to the root. I'm a believer in that. So, Mr. Anthony.
Yes.
I could tell you're an actor at 100 paces. You got a great aura, a great face there.
Oh, thank you.
So, what's your story? What are you doing? What are you studying?
Well, I study in the city right now at a BIH Actor Studio.
So you're in somebody's studio?
Yep. I study right now in a studio. In my time there in the studio, I was lucky enough to catch the interest of ABC's Cheryl Baker Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked on One Life.
So casting director, right?
Casting director. Yeah,
okay.
On ABC.
And just a little bit for our audience that doesn't know the show business side about
sure.
that. Performers, a lot of performers, they audition or that. Did you audition for your studio?
I did have to audition for the set. What happens is,
I mean, you can't just knock on the door and say, "Hi, here I am. I want to belong to your studio."
You have to prove yourself worthy of a spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get like 100 people who want to apply.
Yeah, for one seat.
For one seat, and then you know you're basically competing against you know people who want the same seat you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tough business.
Mm-hmm. It is a tough business.
Tough business.
So, how often do you go to class, or how often do you all meet, or what are the requirements in an acting studio these days in New York?
You have to be it's a real you know, you have to be skilled more than anything. You know,
uh-huh.
it's a real, you have to have that determination, the drive. You know, you really have to, at that point.
And you have to work at it.
Right, exactly.
People think it's all fun and games because
like
they
a muscle.
See the performing. There
it's,
you go.
It's like a muscle.
There
it's
you
like
go.
An
That's
athlete.
Where I'm getting at. I want to hear the,
you know,
the guts of the whole thing.
It's like a muscle. If you don't work it out, you're not going to develop it right.
Gotcha.
It's the same thing like singing.
Gotcha.
Acting.
And you go regularly. You meet regularly.
Yes.
And you have class, and you have exercise, and
yes.
you do scene work and things
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. And I work with different people.
And so you caught the eye of somebody at ABC, and
yes.
you've done some TV?
Yes. I was on One Life to Live. I played a prisoner named Ian Richardson.
You don't look like a prisoner.
Yeah,
you
I
look
know.
Like a nice young man to me from Long Island.
No, but you know when you grow when you grow out that.
Do you have any tattoos?
No tattoos. But
no
you know,
prison tats. Okay.
You know when you have that. You know when you grow out the beard.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just put on a little on makeup.
Well, I can see that you are a character actor.
No, thank
that,
you.
That I can see. So you like to do film or theater or both?
I do both. I actually, as a kid, I grew up doing a lot of theater.
Uh-huh.
I did over 100 shows.
Yeah, and good for you. Keep those theater roots. That's what I say.
Thank you.
With all that. So you guys are our childhood friends. We have a little bit of background. You've been involved in the creative arts your whole lives. You pursued it after high school, studying professionally. You're both and collegiately. You're both professionals at your craft. So you collaborated on, like you said, you call Anthony. Nick, you're the composer. You call Anthony. Anthony, mm-hmm. when you need a beautiful men's voice,
mm-hmm.
what are you, a baritone or
a low tenor? Tenor, yes.
Yeah, because I could hear that mm-hmm. very lyric, lovely, pure quality in
Thank
your voice
you.
Earlier. You guys got together and you collaborated and you came up with a song called We Come Together, which was performed at the United Nations at Rotary International Day
yes.
this past year, 2011.
Yep.
And I understand it was quite a stir. I have to say, Joan and I are usually there faithfully, and this year we were both unable to go. We both had family obligations. So what we're going to find out in the next segment is about the song, the background of it, why you wrote it, what moves you about it. You performed for hundreds of Rotarians from all over the world. How that affected you, how it affected them. When we come back in the second segment,
okay.
we're reminding our listening audience that you are listening to Radio Rotary, heard exclusively here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. And Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 2210, the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Roger, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook, Tri-State Kinderhook, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise. And we will be right back.
In 1985, while polio was paralyzing 1,000 children a day, Rotary International committed to a goal of ending polio worldwide. Very soon now, after contributing nearly $600 million and immunizing over 2 billion children, the goal will be achieved. Eradicating polio worldwide. That is humanity in motion. That is Rotary.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Every time we look upon our shoulders, there's a helping hand we stand on high. Share your time.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell. Welcome back to Radio Rotary. I am the host or the co-host of Radio Rotary flying solo this week without my other half, Jonah Tree Boisser, and you are listening to the beautiful voice of Anthony Avella, of a song, an original song written by his partner, Nicholas Gotti, entitled We Come Together. Is that it?
Yes, we come together.
Thank you. I don't know why I want to rename it. I think I have to listen to it more deeply, and then you might have to put up with me with some unwarranted, unsolicited input here. These young gentlemen have written this beautiful song, We Come Together, that they performed in November 2011 at United Nations Day. Rotarians from all over the world gather annually and exchange ideas, their forums, their workshops. There's a huge emphasis on our youth programs. Rotary International sponsors several things. Youth Exchange, where groups, students, high school level students, go away on exchange programs to other countries, and kids come in, high school students come into the United States and are housed and are insinuated into the school systems. And it's a cultural exchange, and they really are ambassadors for Rotary and for the world. Also, there's Interact, which is our high school level. I call them the baby Rotarians, and that's a little insulting, I have to say. It's a little superior of me to say that. It's service clubs on high school level where they embrace the values, the core values of Rotary, and create opportunities and events to help better projects and people in their communities. And these young men, tell me, how did you come to bring this beautiful song and perform this for, I'm sure, a very open and appreciative audience in November?
Well, I was told by Roger Risco about,
the,
you know,
infamous, the famous,
the famous,
anyway,
the famous
perhaps
Roger Risco.
Infamous Roger Risco.
And he sent me information about Rotary, and we got very inspired by it, and especially even more so when we were at the UN and we heard a lot of people talking about when they went to other countries and helped out. and, you know, really service above self. And it was very inspirational in that aspect. So we wrote that.
You related to the
related
young people.
To it,
the
and it's something that attracts me, and that's what we kind of based also the lyrics off of, was helping others and, you know, selflessness, compassion, something, you know, that's the basic idea of our lyrics. That's how we basically thought of it.
So the famous question that they always ask the Gershwin brothers, what comes first?
What comes?
The music or the lyrics, Mr. Gershwin?
I don't remember how we did. What if,
I wrote the lyrics first because Nick told me that Roger wanted us to sing a song.
So Anthony Avella, who is Nick's partner, you guys are partners in crime, both musicians. Well, you're a singer, actor, but so you came up with the lyrics. That was the inspiration first,
yes,
Mr. Anthony.
I wrote the lyrics to the song, and then I came up with a melody, and Nick just applied the music.
The piano.
So what do? You come
music.
Up with a melody and you hum it in his ear? What happens?
No, I have a studio, and we sit down there in the studio. And
of course
we
you
come
have
up
a studio.
With, we come up with...
Your studio is called a Mega Mouse.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Basically, we sit down together and we kind of just discuss ideas. We both put down words, certain words that we want to capture, and we basically write the lyrics based off of that and anything we get inspired from that point. And then what I do is I take those words and I put them into music.
Uh-huh.
So I write the piano part, know the string in the background as well.
So do you actually like sit down and pick stuff out on the keyboard?
Yeah, very tedious. You know, that was actually a thinner piece than a lot of other pieces that I've written for orchestral pieces. And they're a lot thicker. They take months and it's a lot.
Well, because you must have to write the parts
layers,
for all the instruments.
A lot of notes.
Yeah, wow.
So it takes a long time. So, but it's tedious, but it's worth it in the end when you really, you know, sit down at the end and listen to it, especially all mixed and all ready to go.
And what does all mixed mean for
it's
our listeners?
It's levels. You adjust the levels, do EQing.
EQing?
Equalization, to change the frequencies,
okay.
Raising and lowering certain frequencies, adding color, EQ.
Uh-huh.
I use EQ a lot for just adding the coloration. Let's say I want to have a different coloration to his voice.
I was going to say, how important is the singer's voice in a piece?
Oh, it's,
does that drive the color of the piece?
It does, because the vocals are the focal point of the piece.
Uh-huh.
If there was no vocals
especially
there,
here, because the lyrics have, I mean, they stand alone, really, mm-hmm. when you really listen to the piece in its entirety.
Yeah.
It's like a poem.
Yeah, the music is an accompaniment to the lyrics and the mm-hmm. singing, which is why the singing is out front. It's like I was saying with the coloration, you make it sound like it's not just all jumbled together. That's what mixing is. It's not all just jumbled together. It's
Nick has given us great insight to what I find the most fascinating part is the process. Mm. The audience, we all get that, the final product. How you get there is fascinating to me. So Nick's talked a lot about how he is the composer, layers things up and creates his piece of it. And what about you, Anthony? How is your process as the vocalist, as the singer?
And as far as the lyrics go?
Well, and how you fit into the music, how you layer the vocal on top or into how you insert it into the music.
Well, I believe music always has, no matter what piece it is, it always has a certain mood to it. And when I listen to the...
Like emotion mood?
Yes,
okay.
like emotion. And when I listened to the piece, I was very like, you know, taken back. I was like, wow, this is different than other pieces that I've done before, because I felt more of an emotional connection.
Uh-huh.
And during the singing, I remember during the times that I was, recording, and I would watch certain movies that would actually
evoke some of the feelings, or
bring out certain feelings and portray them in the song. And,
oh, interesting.
And it was really...
Well, you are an actor as well.
Yes.
We need to mention that for our listeners who've just joined us. You're a professional actor.
Yes.
So as a vocalist, that's another... That must be another component that you bring to your performing.
Absolutely. I believe emotion is... emotion behind your words and just feeling the song and knowing what it means.
Uh-huh.
It's like breaking down a script word by word. For example, Shakespeare. You take Shakespeare. Something as complicated as Shakespeare. People say, oh, Shakespeare, I can't understand a word. Well, that's because you haven't broken down and understood it.
Betty, are you listening to this?
To every word. I love it.
You know, Betty is a retired English teacher, instructor, and she's a writer and a poet in her own right. And that just warms her soul. Betty Renner, our producer of Radio Rotary, that warms her soul that someone as young as you, and I hate to keep harping on that, but I'm just so impressed at how accomplished you both are for this point in your career. Starting out and all that type of thing.
Thank you.
And how you've kind of plugged in or connected to something which sometimes people are a little more mature in age when they start plugging into some of the concepts that Rotary promotes. So this is very exciting for us all. Anyway, so you're talking about Shakespeare. Again, love the fact that you studied the classics and that you embraced them, because that's, you know, the beginning of all our arts, and then everything has grown from there over the years, right?
Absolutely.
So she's very thrilled that you were interested in Shakespeare, too. That takes a complicated mind,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, yes, especially Hamlet.
You said it.
Especially Hamlet.
That play, what is it? There's a superstition in theater about it, isn't it?
Oh, it's...
Scottish play?
Yes, the Scottish play.
You never say the word in a theater. Did
yes,
you know that, Betty?
It's Macbeth.
Oh, it's Macbeth. You're right. I stand corrected. Okay. All right, so you guys go to... you end up because of Roger... Hi, Roger. Roger gets you involved. He is one of the great promoters. He lives the Rotary motto, Rotary concept. He's exemplary Rotarian. That's what I'm trying to say, not very well. So he introduces you to Rotary, and he invites you down to the UN Day. Tell me quickly what that was like.
That was amazing. There was a lot of people here,
yes?
at the UN.
Yep.
And we were very surprised. Yeah, a lot of people. And we were surprised at how well they reacted to it. A lot of people came up to us, started talking to us afterwards. We brought CDs, and we didn't even bring enough CDs. I mean,
people wanted them?
More and more CDs. They were gone by the time we were done. And we should have brought more CDs. That's all I can say. We should have brought a lot
more
CDs.
So there were 100 people in the room. There was a sea of people, 100 people.
600.
All wasn't ages, 700.
500, 600 people, yeah.
Yep, in one room of all ages from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
all walks of life, that yeah. type of thing. It's really an extraordinary experience just to be there. And what a terrific opportunity. Thank you, Roger, for creating that for them to perform. And what a beautiful song. So we have like 2 seconds left. What are the two of you up to next? And how can we find out more about you?
Well, I've been working on a musical. It's a rock opera featuring the singers of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, local Hudson Valley bands, and I've been working on music for that as well. So
uh-huh.
I've been writing a lot for that.
You're writing.
Been doing some of the audio stuff for that as well.
You're at Omega Mouse Productions.
Omega Mouse Productions.
.com?
Yes. It's actually my name.
NICHOLASGATI.com. So it's Nicholas Gotti, but it's spelled with an A. GATI. No relation to the Dom.
No.
Nicholas Gotti. dot what?
Com.
.com. Okay. And Anthony, quickly, what are you doing? You're studying in New York. You're in a fabulous studio.
Yes.
You've been cast on sitcoms.
Yep. And right now I'm doing A Few Good Men. I'll be playing Downey.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. And when will that broadcast?
That will be, it's a stage play out in East Islip.
Oh, great. Good for you. Okay. We need to sign off now. I'm getting the high sign from Jay Verzi, but we want to thank our listeners on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and remind you that Radio Rotary is heard here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. and brought to you by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, the clubs of Middletown, Millbrook, Newburgh, New City, that's a new one, New Paltz, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster. See you next week.